Welcome to our fifth Sunday of Easter Worship Podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin in our Savers Lutheran Church of Brownsville, Minnesota, May 15, 2022. This is Pastor Olana. We and all people have been married to this fallen world since our first parents ate forbidden fruit at their reception in Eden. But now, everybody baptized into Christ, Jews and Gentiles alike, are invited to the wedding of the church to Jesus, her bridegroom. The little while, that means Good Friday to Easter morning, is over. And now Christ is with us, especially as we receive his body and blood in the Lord's Supper. It's only a foretaste of the feast to come, when he will come all things new. And the tear and the sorrow we experience now will be in the past. Jesus has come and bring us pleasure eternal. May the gracious Lord bless you this morning as you worship with us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah! Christ is risen. He is indeed. Hallelujah. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall be made alive. So you also must consider yourself dead to sin, and live to God in Christ Jesus. Let us confess our sins to God, our Father. Heavenly Father, you have created each of us to live life with you in your image. Yet our sin destroys that life and brings death into our world. Forgive us, Father, for our sins against you, in the things that we think, the words that we speak, and the way that we act. Forgive us for our failing to live our lives as you designed them, and for failing to share your life with others. Breathe into us your life-giving Spirit, so that we turn from our sin and receive the fresh start of forgiveness life. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and died and rose from the grave for us, calls us back from the days of sin to live for your glory all our days. Amen. Now, based on this confession, receives absolution. Your merciful God is the author and the giver of life. He hears your prayer and forgives all your sins. Through Jesus, he takes your days upon himself at the cross, and by his resurrection gives you free gift of life everlasting. As your pastor, it's my privilege to remind you of this forgiving grace of Jesus. And because he has granted his authority to do so, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is indeed. Hallelujah. Let us pray. O God, you make the mind of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you have promised, that among the many changes of this world our heart may be fixed where true joy are found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, and now forever. Amen. Our first reading for this Sunday is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 1 through 18. Now the apostles and brothers who were throughout Judah heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcision party criticized him, saying, "You went to uncircumcised men and ate with them." But Peter began explaining it to them in order. "I was in the city of Joppa praying. In trance I saw a vision, something like a great sheet descending, being let down from heaven by its four corners. It came down to me. Looking at closely, I observed it animals, beasts of prey, and reptiles and birds of the air. And I heard a voice saying to me, 'Rise, Peter. Kill and eat.' But I say it, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But the voice answered a second time from heaven, 'What God has made clean, do not call common.' This happened three times, and all was drawn up again into heaven. And behold, at the very moment three men arrived at the house in which we were, sent to me from Caesarea. and the Spirit told me to go with them, making no distinction. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. And he told us how he had seen angels stand in his house and say, "Send to Joppa and bring Simeon, who is called Peter. He will declare to you a message by which you will be saved, you and all the household." As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them just as on us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, "John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." If then God gave the same gift to them as he gave to us when we believed in Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could stand in God's way? When they heard these things, they fell silent, and they glorified God, saying, "Then to the Gentiles also God has granted repentance that leads to life." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks to be God. Our last reading is taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 1 through 7. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adored for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, neither shall be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away.' And he who was seated on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.' Also he said, 'Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.' And he said to me, 'It's done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have their heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son.'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks to be God. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and just as I say to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us confess our confession in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and he sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From hence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Christ is our cornerstone, on him alone we build. With his true saints alone, the courts of heaven are filled. On his great love, our hopes we place of present grace and joys that grace once given be with us evermore, until the day when all the blessed to endless rest are called away. Oh, then the hymns of praise these hallowed courts shall voices we will raise, the three in one to sing, and thus proclaim in joyful song, both loud and long, the glorious name.
A blessed day to you. This is Pastor Stolman with a Bible study of the Epistle lesson for the fifth Sunday of Easter. We begin with a prayer. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, during this Easter season, we thankfully acknowledge the blessings we receive through your Son's resurrection. We ask now for your blessing on our hearts and ears so that the good news of our resurrection and the hope it brings us they move us to lives of grateful obedience. In Jesus' name we ask for the Spirit's guidance. Amen. During these Sundays of Easter, all our epistle lessons are readings from the book of Revelation. Even though there have been many studies of the book of Revelation, there are still many things that remain a mystery in this book of the Bible. Mysteries because their meaning has not yet been revealed. This book is especially a source of comfort and encouragement for those under persecution, so that as they come through terrible times, God assures them through the vivid pictures and strong messages of this book that he is still in charge, that he will take care of his persecuted people. But there are also messages for us present-day Christians in America. Even though we may not be under outward persecution, like being jailed or put to death, we are persecuted spiritually by the devil and his evil angels in many ways that are also subtle. We too need messages of encouragement. And the text before us today is another one of those messages. And now for today's text, Revelation 21, verses 1 to 7. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. And he who sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. Also he said, Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water without price from the fountain of the water of life. He who conquers shall have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Thus far the reading. Somewhere in the recent past, I saw an article for pastors that encouraged more preaching on texts like this. The article went on to say that especially at funerals, we hear sermons about the resurrection and having eternal life by faith in Christ, and that is good. But there are very few sermons about heaven and what we know about it, other than the fact that it is the blessed presence of God throughout eternity. Since our text today gives us a glimpse into heaven, let's spend some time thinking about what God's Word tells us concerning heaven, our future home, so that we look forward to going there more and more. The first thing to note is that it is new. The writer writes, Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. The second thing to note is the comparison with the Jerusalem of old. We read, I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. The Jerusalem of the Old Testament was chosen by God for the place to worship him. But since God's chosen people, as a people and a nation, chose not to believe the prophets or finally Jesus Christ himself, God had Jerusalem destroyed a second time and Israel dispersed among the nations. Even though Israel has been restored as a nation today, Jews are still dispersed around the world. So what can we expect then in a new Jerusalem? We can expect an eternal, perfect, and beautiful place to worship God on a regular basis. We can expect God's people to be faithful and obedient. Worshiping God regularly in perfection will be a happy occasion, like a wedding. And so the writer describes the church in heaven like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. Matthew Henry explained it this way. This new Jerusalem is the church of God in its new and perfect state, the church triumphant. Its blessedness came wholly from God and depends on him. The presence of God with his people in heaven will not be interrupted as it is on earth. He will dwell with them continually. The joys which Christ imparts are like water springing from a fountain, pure, refreshing, abundant, and eternal. The satisfying consolations of the Holy Spirit prepare for heavenly happiness. Thus far, Matthew Henry. Because we will live in the eternal presence of God, we can expect the following during our life in heaven. The writer writes, I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. The old order of things will be passed away. The writer has told us only a couple of sad things about the old order, but we who still live in the old order of things can enlarge that list by adding sickness, fighting, poverty, oppression, war, jealousy, hatred, and whatever else you may have suffered. All this will be gone and not reappear. How does that sound for a future? If you have any doubts about a blessed future for believers in Christ, listen carefully to the next words. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. We have all experienced the phoniness and lies of our fellow man, but our God is always truthful and faithful. And because we trust God when he makes a promise, all we have to do is look at history and see how he keeps his promises, he also promises this future for us. He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. He overcomes will inherit all this. And I will be his God, and he will be my son. Yes, he or she who is faithful unto death will inherit all this. There you have it, a glimpse into heaven, but more importantly, another promise from our God who is trustworthy and true. His word can be believed, and we can be sure that we who have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, as the writer says, will inherit all this. Martin Fransman puts it this way, the new world of God is restored creation, a new heaven and a new earth, and it is consummated communion between God and man. Therefore, it's a holy city, a new city of God, Jerusalem, united with the Lamb as his bride. It is there God dwells with men and shall be their everlasting comforter. There's no temple in the new Jerusalem, because the temple is a symbol and embodiment of God's communion with his people. For the city has more than the temple. It will have the immediate presence of the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. The new community of God embraces all nations. Men of all nations shall worship him together, see his face, and bear his name upon their brows. And all will reign with him forever and ever. So the holy city combines elements of Jerusalem, the tabernacle, the temple, and the Garden of Eden, all beautiful thoughts shown us in the scriptures. Thus far, Martin Fransman. Let us pray. O Holy Spirit, help us focus on the hope of being eternally in the blessed presence of God. Grant that our focus in life may not be hindered by the trials and troubles of life. Help us remain faithful to our Lord Jesus Christ, so that we may join the hosts in heaven, singing praises to you and the Father and the Son, our God, now and forever. Amen.
Join me, please, for a closing prayer. Lord Jesus, you have made known to us the things of the kingdom today. Show us to apply what we have learned in this service to our daily lives. Help us to make wise choices throughout the week for the glory of your name. May we be able to shift
through all that we've learned, so that we can walk in your ways. Father, give us wisdom that leads to love and faith. In Jesus' name we believe and pray. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord looks upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen.
Steadfast in your word, curb those who by deceit or sword would ask the kingdom for your son and bring to naught all he has done.
Lord Jesus Christ, your power.